to just go through a couple more quick hitters of these examples. Being in the middle means that there is consistency in terms of the forms of discipline and punishment. Consistency, again, with the ability to have flexibility. A fourth is when the parent's interests do not have to be assumed to be the kid's interests. So the parent could have been the star basketball player, but does not assume that the child is going to even like basketball. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. The parent could be really smart and have been great at school. That may not be what the child's strength is. So the parents are not assuming or projecting what their talents, skills, and interests are on their children. A fifth is that the children don't need to know the parents' challenges. So when a child experiences the parents' challenge too much, that creates that enmeshment and that parentified child. Now, when a child does want to know something, does see something, asks about it, so they don't have to have all the information. It's often not appropriate or not right to give them details or the backstory of everything a parent is experiencing, etc. But that they're not shamed or just pushed away for asking, but they're given a honest, appropriate, proper response. Sometimes that response can simply be, you're right, there is something going on, but it's not something you need to know. It's not something that's good for you to know. Sometimes there can even be a little bit of information without saying too much, without saying what doesn't need to be said. But there's this balance of, on the one hand, they don't see or know too much of the parents' personal challenges or problems in ways that become enmeshing and entrapping for the child. And yet at the same time, the child's sensory system that picks up on things going on for the parents is respected and validated as being accurate, so the child can feel a sense of, I'm not crazy for thinking that I'm picking up on something. A final example, and I think this is a really important one, is that a sign of being in the middle with regards to these categories is that when a kid is in trouble, when they've done something wrong or something is going wrong, they know that they are actually afraid of their parent. That's a good sign. And yet they still want to turn to their parent because they know that in the end of the day, the parent will support them and the parent will be helpful to them and they want their parents' help. If you have one extreme or the other, there's something missing. Meaning, if you have a child who doesn't even feel afraid of the parent at all, they can tell them anything. Their parent actually bought them weed for their bar mitzvah and their uncle bought it and their parent knew about it. There's something about that that's chaotic and very, very unstable for the child. On the other side, when the child doesn't want to tell the parent that they got in deep trouble for something went really wrong and they actually really need help, they won't let anyone call their parents when they're actually, when they have alcohol poisoning and they're, you know, in trouble or they're stuck at a party and the only people who can drive home are drunk and they don't want their parent to find out because their parent is going to be so angry and punish them so badly and they're so afraid to tell their parent that they actually then are stuck and make really bad decisions. That's the rigidity side of that spectrum. Somewhere in the middle is the child who is afraid of their parent and yet also knows that my parent is the person that I turn to when I'm in trouble. My parent is the person that I turn to when I'm in need. So with all these examples and many others that everyone can think about, we want to find our inner children, our inner self that may still be struggling with any of these kinds of systemic characteristics of the ways that we grew up in the very challenging attempt that all families need to engage to balance the pillars of child and human development that we started out with, namely closeness and space, togetherness and connection with individuation and personal autonomy. And so when we can identify where the weakness was for us in terms of those systems, we then want to try and reverse that. We want to try and nurse the wounds, strengthen the muscles, that need that attention, that need to be addressed in this way.